Page 26. How women are changing the tech world. It's a long journey, but women are finding success. Reshaping a time-worn narrative isn't easy. Social revolutions rarely are, especially when you're a woman trying to break into the boys' club that is Silicon Valley. But an emerging class of early-stage tech startup executives is helping dispel the notion that there isn't a leading role for them in the male-dominated valley. The emergence of young female tech founders and executives reflect sweeping change in the worlds of startup companies and angel funding, where wealthy investors give money in return for a stake in a company. It underscores the enormous purchasing prowess of women online that is transforming the web economy. As more consumers reach for their smartphones and tablets to shop and communicate, there is a pressing need for commerce sites that cater to women, who control 70% of online purchases worldwide, according to Lisa Stone, CEO of Blogger, a digital media company. Ladies are launching. Female users are the unsung heroines behind the most engaging, fastest-growing, and most valuable consumer internet and e-commerce companies, says venture capitalist Eileen Lee. She has invested in Brit, a lifestyle branding company, and Plum District, an e-commerce site for moms, among many ventures led by women. Make no mistake, the executive suite for business in general and the technology industry specifically remains a male stronghold. Just 3% of all tech startups are led by women, according to a Kauffman Foundation report. Only a handful of CEOs at Fortune 500 companies are women. Indeed, the glass ceiling remains a reality for many women, and charges of sexual harassment and sexual discrimination persist. Of late, it's been a thrill ride for female entrepreneurs in tech. Advances in technology, lower infrastructure costs, and ample angel investing have made it easier to launch an early-stage company, says Leah Buskey, CEO of TaskRabbit, an eBay of sorts for odd jobs. Start it up, sisters! 5 years ago, starting and funding a female-led tech company would have been a formidable task, says Vivek Wadhwa, a fellow at the Rock Center for Corporate Governance at Stanford University. But today, women are helping each other through groups such as Women Who Code, Astia, and Girls in Tech, and some venture capitalists are warming up to backing companies led by women. We women try to band together and look out for each other, says Britt Morin, 26, founder of Brit. In April, she landed $1.25 million in seed funding for Weduary, a web app for building wedding sites. It's great to be a woman in tech. It's definitely a buzzy time, says Katia Beauchamp, 29, CEO of Birchbox, a monthly subscription service for grooming and beauty products. We're blazing a path, but we're also benefiting from other pioneers. Foremost among those receiving credit is Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's chief operating officer, who has successfully juggled running a multi-billion dollar company and raising a family while mentoring female execs. Sarah Leary, who co-founded Nextdoor, a private social network for neighborhoods, also credits the dramatic jump in angel investors who have taken their riches from Google, PayPal, eBay, and Yahoo and invested them in startups. Social movements take time. Only 1% of venture capital money was invested in companies run by female CEOs in 2010, the most recent year available, according to Dow Jones Venture One. A scant 3% of public companies are headed by women, says research company GMI. There always has been and continues to be a shortage of female-led companies, says Dana Stalder, general partner at VC firm Matrix Partners, which has investments in female-led startups. About 10% of private companies in Matrix's portfolio were founded by female entrepreneurs. Female leaders are convinced that such startups will lead to spin-offs or investments in other companies led by women. Vocabulary focus. Time worn. Dispel. Underscore. Band together. Buzzy. Blaze a path. Spin off.